This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Thursday the United States is working with countries in the Middle East region to take concrete steps to minimize harm to civilians amid intensifying Israeli strikes on Hamas targets in Gaza. Speaking with reporters before flying to the Middle East, Blinken said Palestinian lives must be protected.
When I see a Palestinian child, a boy, a girl, pulled from the rubble of a collapsed building, that hits me in the gut as much as seeing a child in Israel or anywhere else. So this is something that we have an obligation to respond to, and we will.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been convicted of defrauding cryptocurrency customers. We get the details from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been convicted of defrauding cryptocurrency customers. A New York jury has convicted Sam Bankman-Fried of fraud in a scheme that cheated customers and investors of at least $10 billion. After the month-long trial, jurors rejected Bankman-Fried's claim during 4 days on the witness stand in Manhattan federal court that he never committed fraud or meant to cheat customers before FTX, once the world's second-largest crypto exchange, collapsed into bankruptcy a year ago. His fall was spectacular. He went from a Super Bowl ad and dreams of a future run for president to conviction for what prosecutors say was the biggest fraud in U.S. history. I'm Norman Hall.
South Korea says North Korea has likely supplied several types of missiles to Russia to support its war in Ukraine, along with its widely reported shipments of ammunition and shells. Meanwhile, an apparent sign of economic troubles, the country is moving to close some of its overseas diplomatic missions. This is VOA News. Unionized workers at the first of the Ford factories that went on strike last month have overwhelmingly approved the new contract proposal. We get more from the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Members of the local 900 of the Wayne, Michigan Ford assembly plant have posted online that about 81% of them voted for the historic contract proposal, which gives pay raises of about 30% over the life of the nearly five-year contract. Earlier this week, United Auto Workers Vice President Chuck Browning praised the negotiators.
With them at the table, with our members on the picket lines, we became a force to be reckoned with.
Voting at Ford continues for another 2 weeks. UAW workers at Stellantis are meeting in Detroit for more details on their agreements. And GM workers will be listening soon for their contract explanation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hotel workers at 18 casinos on the Las Vegas Strip could go on strike soon. The AP's Lisa Dwyer explains.
Tens of thousands of Las Vegas hotel workers fighting for a new union contract have set a strike deadline for next week. The Culinary Workers Union, which has not gone on strike in decades, says that about 35,000 members whose contracts expired earlier this year could walk off the job if deals aren't reached on issues such as pay, job security, and benefits by November 10th. With casino giants MGM Resorts International, Caesars Entertainment, and Wynn Resorts. A sweeping strike could cause major disruptions to big events such as the Strip's inaugural Formula One races scheduled for later this month. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Senate has sidestepped a hold on military nominations and confirmed the Pentagon's first female service chief. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Admiral Lisa Frank Heddy will be the Chief of Naval Operations, the first woman to serve on the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
She has served as Commander, U.S. Naval Forces Korea, Commander of Carrier Strike Group 9, Commander of Carrier Strike Group 15, Commander of U.S. 6th Fleet.
Armed Services Committee Chair Jack Reed before an overwhelming 95-1 vote, a historic confirmation as the Senate circumvented Alabama Republican Tommy Tuberville, who has held up nearly 400 military nominations in protest of a Pentagon abortion policy. Several GOP colleagues called him out on the floor last night in an extraordinary and angry public critique, urging him to drop the holds. Tuberville has refused. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And for details on more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.